Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we go immediately to Ottawa, Canada. We welcome Charles Burton of Synopsis to help us understand the Canadian government and the challenge of this announcement. Canada imposes 25% tariffs in trade war with U.S., the word war being operative here. Canada has announced retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. in a move that marks the beginning of a trade war between the neighboring countries. Prime Minister Trudeau set out, quote, far-reaching tariffs of 25%, affecting $150 billion Canadian dollars worth of American goods, ranging from beer and wine to household appliances and sporting goods. Charles, a very good evening to you. My first inquiry, because you have a parliamentary system. Most recently, the news has been that Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister, falling down in the polls, has said that he would step aside when and if. He then dismissed Parliament, and we are waiting for the Liberal Party, Mr. Trudeau as the leader, to replace him before we go to the election cycle sometime in the spring of 2025. What are the powers that Justin Trudeau has now? Are they limited in some fashion by not having a parliament? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Yes, I think that, the United States' imposition of the tariffs on Canada is more effective because of the current government situation, whereby Mr. Trudeau, while he's able to impose tariffs on the United States and some non-tariff measures, if he so chooses, doesn't have the ability to initiate legislation that could mitigate the effects of unemployment on particularly Canadian auto workers and other elements that could be out of jobs very quickly because of these tariffs. So, you know, there are about 2 million Canadian workers whose primary function is developing exports into the United States, and then you add to that, their families and businesses that service those workers. You could see a significant economic hit on Canada of the tariffs in a very short time frame. So, the fact that Canada has no functioning parliament and may not have one really functioning in this way until June, unless Mr. Trudeau changes his approach, means that the effect of the tariffs will be more damaging to Canada than they would be if there was a parliament available to initiate legislation to address the effects of the tariffs.
Gordon, you have a question for Charles.
Charles, the opposition Conservative Party, have they said anything about this situation, or have they just let Justin Trudeau take the field?
No, there has been a statement by the opposition, and, you know, it's appealing to Canadian nationalism. I mean, we've got some, what I regard as disgraceful expressions, such as the Star-Spangled Banner at hockey games and basketball games being booed by the Canadian crowd. And a lot of very angry statements on the part of Canadians feeling betrayal by the United States, boycotts on U.S. products, Canadian retailers marking which products are made in Canada and which are not. And it seems that this has gained a terrific amount of fervor among ordinary Canadians, much more than I would have frankly expected under the circumstances. And so Mr. Poilievre has been playing to that, calling for a strong and united Canada to counter the U.S. tariffs. He hasn't stated the more extreme measures or supported the more extreme measures, which would be cutting off energy to the United States and, you know, causing a shortage of oil, gas, and electricity that could lead to some Americans getting very cold and dark as a result. But the provincial premiers have engaged in some policies which are clearly not economically rational, but more emotional. For example, in the alcohol monopolies of four Canadian provinces, they're not only banning the import of all U.S. Product, but they've taken the existing product off the shelves and put it into the storage. So you cannot obtain any U.S. beer, wine, or liquor in most of Canada as of this morning.
Charles, I'm again interested in Prime Minister Trudeau's authority without a parliament, because translating it into the U.S. condition, it would be unimaginable for the president to have the power to dismiss an equal branch of government. You mentioned what could happen if parliament was seated. Given the extraordinary circumstances right now, is the prime minister in a place to recall parliament? Can he start the process all over again with a letter or a word?
Yes, he could go to the Governor General and request that Parliament be called. I think that there are questions about the process by which he prorogued, as they refer to it, in other words, dissolved Parliament by making a request of the Governor General in right of the Canadian head of state, King Charles III. She could have turned him down, but typically Governors General do what the Prime Minister says. But the proroguing convention is really when a government feels that it's completed its political agenda and requires time to develop a new political agenda and then have a speech from the throne, as they refer to it, which could be read by the King if he was in Canada, but otherwise by the Governor General, where they announce a new political agenda. This dissolving of the Canadian Parliament, or proroguing, was simply a political expedient so that a new Liberal leader could be found, because Mr. Trudeau had lost the confidence of his party.
Therefore, it's the will of the Prime Minister that the Parliament stay dismissed.
Yes, I mean, he got permission from the Governor General to suspend Parliament until March the 27th. The Liberal leadership campaign will finish on March the 9th. And then Parliament will come back, presumably for a very short period, because, you know, the government has lost the confidence of Parliament, and therefore Parliament will be dissolved, and the Governor General will call for an election to elect a new Prime Minister of Canada. So he could recall Parliament, and he should recall Parliament to initiate legislation to try and address the new situation with regard to the relationship between Canada and the United States. And so far, he's refusing to do so, despite the leaders of the opposition parties similarly demanding that he do the right thing and bring the legislature back in so that the representatives of the Canadian people can make a determination on what the best measures are to address this situation.
Gordon, you have a question.
Charles, Justin Trudeau was extremely unpopular before all of this tariff controversy arose. Is there some possibility that the Canadian people rally around their prime minister as the symbol of their nation in this fight? Or is Justin Trudeau so unpopular that there's no coming back regardless?
I think it's the second. I mean, there have been calls on the government-controlled Canadian Broadcasting Corporation suggesting that Mr. Poilievre should withdraw and allow Mr. Trudeau to continue as prime minister. But the will of the people is that he should go. And I think in terms of assessing what Canada's response will be to the demands of President Trump, you really have to be looking at Mr. Poilievre. And so far, you know, we're not seeing a very serious response to the U.S. concerns over fentanyl and the illegal migration. Canada tends to dismiss this, suggesting that we don't have nearly as big a problem as the United States has with Mexico, and therefore we don't understand why the U.S. is making this coercive measures against Canada. So there's still an issue there. I mean, if Parliament came back, there would be the possibility of legislation being passed that would demand that the government of Canada respond much more meaningfully to what the U.S. wants. But, I mean, there are other issues that Mr. Trump is raising, such as lack of U.S. access to the Canadian market, the cartels over dairy products, the many things that inhibit the U.S. from getting access to what the U.S. wants from Canada, including environmental and indigenous rights issues, which inhibit the ability to mine for critical minerals in Canada's north. So, you know, I think there's a lot of thought that it won't just stop with the fentanyl and the immigration question. There's some people who are suggesting that Canada would become comparable to what Ukraine is to Russia. There's just a lot of ideas among extremist Canadian elements that are raising the emotional pitch of this very high.
Charles Burton of Synopsis, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.